The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud, and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of content. There is nothing, Lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2563 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of November, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got a little Spanksgiving music and a little Thanksgiving story.
Thank you.
pilgrims. Big Betty, hi everyone. I hope your Thanksgiving, US of A only, is going well. Otherwise, I hope your Thursday is going. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it is Thanksgiving Day in the US of A. And y'all, full disclosure, of course, this is being pre-recorded ahead of time, as I am over in Hatlanta. And So, Thanksgiving is just something a little different today. We've got a story that I want to tell you. I think I may have told this before, but we'll tell it a little later. And y'all, we'll play a little Thanksgiving music for you to just kind of enjoy, and then kind of give you some. Some wise old fatty thoughts. Big Fatty, that'll be something different, something we can be thankful for.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, gotta see y'all today. Today, the 23rd of November, y'all, is very, very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, there was no exiting of the birth canal. Oh, you know, you're exactly right. Big Fatty, you're already belching and you hadn't even had your Tom Turkey dinner yet. It's true. But y'all, it was not an exiting of the birth canal, but it was an exiting of the old gal's cranium. Big Fatty, the old gal's cranium. Yo, today is the day we celebrate the birth of the old gal's conscience out there in the Walnut Hills.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. It's the day that the old gal says she got a conscience, Big Fatty, and so y'all, I know that Vera's conscience used to be on the Twitty. I don't know if it's still an active account or not, but y'all, you might send a little message to Vera's conscience on the Twitty, and I don't know if conscience has a. Has a place on the face space or not, but y'all, if nothing else, send a message to the old gal out there in Walnut Hills and tell her to wish conscience a happy exiting of the Big Fatty. Shouldn't it maybe be the head and the heart? Okay, the head and the heart. To wish conscience a happy anniversarium. And Big Fatty, I hope the old gal will share a big old piece of cake.
Thank you.
like I said, y'all, a couple of memories that I have of Thanksgivings. Of course, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade up there in the New York City. New York City is always a treat to see the balloons and everyone having a good time. Y'all, it's a... I have a feeling that its days may be numbered, unfortunately. It's just the world has become such an evil place at times, and that it makes me sad. But you know, be thankful for the fact that we can still enjoy it now. But don't want to be doom and gloom. But I just that's just my feeling. Y'all, one story to brighten it up a little bit. Y'all, me and the Nip went and visited friends over in the UK one year for Thanksgiving. They're Americans, and they were over there, so we were going to have a Tom Turkey. You know, they don't celebrate the Thanksgiving over there in the UK. No, Big Fatty, they're thankful that we're gone. I guess so. They should. Well, maybe they should. But, y'all, we were going to have the Tom Turkey dinner and everything, and, y'all, the Nip, my friends had said, all right, Nip, they pulled out a probably it was a 10-pound bag of potatoes. We're going to have a homemade mashed potato, fresh mashed potatoes. And said, all right, Nip, your job is going to be to peel some potatoes for us to have for the lunch. And, y'all, we went off and we were doing other things, getting the table ready and everything like that and all. Y'all, when we came back, there were four of us now. He had peeled the entire 10-pound bag of potatoes. And needless to say, we had potatoes coming out the wazoo, but... anyway, y'all, but they were good, because y'all, they were homemade mashed potatoes. Yes, Big Penny!
Thank you.
dear Gussie, y'all, that's one of my favorite songs, Over the River and Through the Woods. And that is kind of sums up Big Fatty's Spanksgiving this year. Y'all, I am here in Hatlanta and going to have the Tom Turkey lunch with my brother and sister-in-law, and their two, I assume their two daughters will be there, and of course my mother and I will be there. I think my other brother and his wife are going to her family. They live in Kentucky. I think that's the place, the plan right now, but I don't know that for sure. But anyway, and y'all, it's the first, of course, it's the first big holiday without my father, and so it will be, I hope it's going to be a joyous occasion that we're all there and that we remember good thoughts and not one where we're all sad. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope, I know whenever families get together that there can be trying times, but y'all, do your best to make it a special day, and you do your part to make it a special day, and it will be for you. I feel quite certain. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, and Vera, are there any words you'd like to say about what you are thankful for this year?
I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me.
Oh, Big Fatty, that brings a tear to my eye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.